I'm here speaking with Congressman Jared Huffman, and we're talking about a statement that he released with Congressman Mike Thompson last week, which rejected the idea that money from Congress should flow to states ravaged by hurricanes, but none should come to California. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to that statement.
Well, what brought us to that was reading this supplemental disaster funding request from the administration that singled out, you know, it put a number on the table, $44 billion, and then it specified that this would be available for disaster victims of the hurricanes. Nothing about the fires. Add to that the fact that the dollar amount is woefully inadequate to cover even the hurricane damage, let alone the hurricanes plus the fires, and you can see why, as Californians, we would be troubled by that.
Yeah, now, my understanding, you know, the things that are going on here in Santa Rosa, there's FEMA is busy, they're on the ground, they're active, the National Guard was here, the EPA is helping with the cleanup. Are these funds that are completely separate from those funds?
They're supplemental. So there's not enough money in the current government budget to cover all of that activity and to pay out all the claims for reimbursement that we know are going to be coming from state and local governments, from individuals who are qualified for FEMA aid, and to cover it for both our wildfire disaster and all of these hurricanes. That's why we need this supplemental funding within about 2 working weeks after we get back from Thanksgiving.
Okay, now, how does this usually work in Washington? You can help kind of educate us. Does Paul Ryan call you into the office and say, hey, you guys have really gone through a rough patch here. Tell me what you need, and I'll push this up the chain, and we'll write some a supplemental request for this. How do things work in Washington?
The way it works is that the administration makes a funding request of Congress. That's what just happened. So the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, says we think we're going to need this much additional money for disaster relief funding because we don't have a budget that's adequate to cover what we think are going to be the payouts required. That happened, and that is the completely, patently inadequate funding request that we are pushing back on right now. It's really up to Congress, and specifically up to the Appropriations Committees in both houses of Congress, to decide what level is appropriate, and then to then pass that funding legislation through the Congress and put it on the president's desk. And so that's what we'll get into now. When we get back from Thanksgiving, we'll have about 2 working weeks to try to get this done. Mike Thompson and I will, joined with lots of our other colleagues, will try to impress on our Republican colleagues the importance of not forgetting California wildfire victims and of making sure there's a responsible number on the table that can cover our states and our communities' needs.
Now, my understanding is that the other places were pushing back as well, that Houston doesn't feel it has enough money, that Puerto Rico has been woefully inadequate funding. So are you kind of in alliance with them trying to get these numbers changed?
I want to see them fully taken care of for sure. But the fact that they feel like it's inadequate and their disasters are specifically called out, at least in the funding request, tells you that if you're a Californian, you should be especially concerned because there's not even a mention of California fire victims.
It's a pretty hard-hitting statement you released last week. I'll read just your last paragraph. In the absence of responsible leadership from the president and his administration, we call on House leadership to throw this offensive request in the trash and work in a bipartisan manner to deliver adequate disaster relief to all Americans who have been impacted by the recent hurricanes and fires. Do you believe that this is going to happen?
It's what needs to happen. I mean, it's really Congress's job to decide what is the appropriate amount and to then put that into government funding legislation and pass it. I think we can do that, and we've got a number of California Republicans in critical positions on the Appropriations Committee and in positions of leadership to make sure that our state is not left in the lurch here. So we're calling on them to join us and make sure we do the right thing.
Okay. Finally, I'll ask you a question a little bit from left field. What are you thankful for this upcoming Thanksgiving?
Wow. Well, it's been such a brutal run the past 5 weeks, 6 weeks for the North Bay and other parts of my district. I'm thankful that we've come through it with a community that is far more resilient than probably we ever thought we would need to be. A lot of strength, a lot of grace, qualities and attributes that will help us in the long haul. And initially, I'm thankful for this response from every level of government where they have come together as a team to support these communities. It has been working well so far. I just want to make sure we keep the politics out of it going forward, and that's why this government funding request that we're talking about is so troubling, because it's the first potential infusion of just raw partisan politics into something that ought to be above that.